I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello, welcome to White Noise Podcast, episode
30-something.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't remember. We are joined by...
Joined, yeah, you've lost the role.
And it's called it White Noise Podcast.
The White Noise
When there
podcast.
Are other White Noise podcasts.
Yeah.
The White Noise Podcast.
Oh, apologies.
Because we're going to have Derek coming after us at this point.
Right.
Not the really funny comedy character.
Or my dead great-uncle.
He's dead great. Well, why is he so good?
3 minutes of great content.
Can you tell us about Del Boy?
He was alright, yeah. He got bit by a dog once, and that was like a nice sort of memory of him. Screaming.
Yeah.
And then he passed away.
Was it related to the dog bite?
If it was, it would have been a very delayed reaction. I think it was
there were several bites that followed the initial bite.
That was like 7 years before he died. But it could be. I don't want to rule it out.
How soon after was the dog's death?
Was it my dog?
No.
You had a dog?
All right. Yeah, I did, okay?
What happened?
Oh, Steve.
That's, you know, why don't we put like a little timestamp here for when I told the story, yeah? get the views on that podcast up.
A tragic end.
It was, yeah. Bled to death in the bath.
Oh, shit. Is this true?
You must know this.
I don't know this. Yeah. I don't know this.
I thought we traded our dead pet stories.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know any of this.
No?
Never heard of it.
He was definitely in the podcast that he's just gone.
Don't care about this.
Oh, I thought
I'm not talking.
I would have remembered
Who gives
that.
A shit?
I remembered that.
Anyway.
You listen to another podcast.
We'll chat about it later.
This week I'm joined by Dead Great Munt.
Lot of love for Munt.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've been hearing.
Yeah, Munt loves that.
Munt Imperial.
That's good, yeah. I'll probably get that on a t-shirt.
Munt Imperial written.
Yeah, well, how else would I have it?
maybe smear mint imperials and go.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. God, I didn't
or
even
a
think
cartoon of,
that.
Of yourself saying it.
Saying what?
Still be, still the words imperial. Would still be there, though.
Munt Imperial.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
12 months of the year.
That's fun.
Yeah? Can't wait for next month.
12 months of the year.
Yeah. There's a lot we could do with this.
Oh, wee.
Shit. Look at lazy month.
That's January's month. Just chills out, man. Just vegging out on the sofa, watching my favourite shows, listening to my favourite tunes.
Would you be annoyed if the packaging people had misheard vegging out and it was just you with your vag out?
On the t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, we've got this for all 12 months of the year.
Mm.
What do you mean all 12 months of the year?
Well, there's 12 months in a year.
Yeah, but surely it'll be a different shirt. Me vegging out is just 1 month.
Vag.
Okay.
You've really got to enunciate that. Because all we're hearing is vagging out.
So I'm now a lazy man with a vagina.
It's not...
It's Maine. It's not moved.
It's not the fittest
Someone
vagina.
Should check on month.
But what we do have is the month's change on each one.
Okay.
To the words.
I'm not happy,
February.
No. Months fuming. He's all paid right. a lot of good money for these T-shirts.
Well, 2027, you can have
I don't wear
month.
It out, can I?
12 angry months of the Ooh. Year.
2027.
But we've misheard month, and we've gone with, you know what, and that's out again.
Oh, really?
So she's looking cross with a big vagina.
A big vagina.
That's only for the next 2 years.
Can I still watch my shows?
What are you watching?
Oh, man, so many things.
A lot of porn.
I need to.
A lot of munt porn.
Look in the mirror, look at my T-shirt. That doesn't sort me out, isn't it? Anyway, Tom, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Loony.
I don't know if that was loony.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm not going to say it unless it is.
That was my introduction, wasn't it? You know, how are you?
Well, that's just me being nice.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Munt's kind.
Yeah. Stephen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm all right.
Something
in
your teeth.
Not toothpaste.
Well, it's not
classic munt.
Yeah.
No, what's
Munt's
I didn't
nice
hear that,
was the last thing you said. What did you say?
Yeah, I've had an all right week, thanks.
Did no one ask. No one asked.
I feel like it was implied,
no
though.
No,
it
wasn't.
Something in your teeth, mate.
It's like all right. All right, sorry.
Thank you
sorry,
so right. much for asking, Stephen.
Let me take this away.
Yeah. What have you been up to, mate?
This is all over the place, isn't it? Yeah. Oh,
right. This is your podcast. You
we're joined by Ryan Locke, the Rhino.
Rhino.
When was the last time you went to the dentist, Rhino?
Summer.
What summer?
I'm going back in March, though. But I literally booked it yesterday, actually.
Oh.
Literally said that, actually.
made you go, I need to see the dentist stat?
So they text me in December saying that I needed to book in for a checkup. And then I just forgot about it. And then got a text yesterday being like, you know, you're in the urgent bit now. So
ooh,
really? They're dictating to you.
I better book in now, otherwise they'll kick me out.
Yeah.
Kick you out of the dentist.
We can't do that, Ryan.
Yeah, if you don't turn up to your appointments.
Yeah, but don't make an appointment then.
Well, so they can't kick you out if you're not there.
Yeah, but if you don't go, if you just don't go at all, they'll
eventually... stay on the books. They can't kick you off. They've got to tell you they're going to kick you off.
Yeah, they'll tell you again.
Do you
kick
pay
you
for
off,
your dentist?
When I go, yeah.
So they're not going to kick you out if you pay.
Yeah, I know, but I'm pretty sure they do. Same with any like thing like that.
Man's scared of the dentist.
Yeah.
Scared of the dentist. I am scared of the dentist, actually. I hate the dentist.
Yeah, a lot of people are scared of the dentist.
True, very reasonable fear.
Is it?
The sounds.
I haven't been for 10 years, I think.
Really?
Yeah, that's shocking, that. You've got great teeth, mate.
Thanks. That's the secret.
What is?
Brush your teeth.
Oh. What? Mind that's mental, bro.
With what?
Say that, bro. Yeah. What? I saw a guy that had a he had a boar bristle toothbrush.
Yeah.
And one of the bristles got dislodged and went into his throat and gave him like cancer or something.
Mm.
So don't use that. Use plastic.
You had one of your bristles.
Fuck it. Oh, fuck off. Fucking boar, innit? Munt's not a bore. Munt's cool. Munt's life of the party.
Yeah, man.
What age is it we have to go and get prostate exams?
I
was 14.
Do it yourself.
Don't you have to do it at like a
bi-weekly when you turn 14? I heard. Every 10 visits, you get another finger up.
Oh, God.
It's like self-examination.
I'm on three fists.
Fingers and toes.
There's no arm in checking.
Arm?
Yeah, there is.
Quite scary, though, isn't it? Getting your bum checked.
Yeah, I'm not
especially if you've got the
it.
Dentist as well.
Yeah. You would kind of do it in the same day, though, wouldn't you? Just get it all out of the way.
You just get on the dentist chair, face down, arse in the air.
Ain't no teeth in there.
You don't floss, do you?
Floss are the best of them, mate.
Your arsehole.
You ever do that when you got your towel?
No, I do when I've got your towel.
You're never around. Come round, mate. Honestly, come over.
I'm there quite a lot, just you don't see me.
Well, so you break in to just wipe your shitty ass on my towel.
Stink on that towel.
Feel worse for your fucking ass, mate. Mum doesn't dry well.
Them bristles.
Yeah, there'd be more hairs on my arse.
Leave with a nice bush.
Bits of Stephen's arse from 2024.
Looks like I've got one of the Jackson 5 up there.
Yeah, at what point are you like, I don't want to do this anymore?
Prank your man.
The worst game of chicken.
This will get him. What are your New Year's resolutions?
I'd love to hit a 180 in dart.
No! No! That doesn't help us with the ad read.
Sorry. What are your New Year's resolutions?
Cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking in the kitchen for my family or a guest.
Yeah.
I have guests that come round. I'm a popular guy.
Yeah.
I always say come round.
You do.
Honestly.
You say in a threatening way, though. How are you going to go about cooking?
It's only called HelloFresh.
Hello.
You know, we've worked with them before.
Absolutely, we have. And they are back and better than ever.
They've got more recipes now.
That's true enough. And they've got more calorie smart and healthy options. So, you know, if your New Year's resolution was to, you know, get fit, get healthy.
Don't know why you're looking at me when you say that.
Well, there's no one else. These guys could be the people for you.
Yeah.
It's hard to get home when you've been busy and then, oh, great, I need ingredients.
Oh.
I need to go to the shops.
I hate the shops.
HelloFresh, though, with all their recipes.
Yeah.
I've had a little peep. I saw this, a lovely pesto salmon.
Oh.
On a creamy prawn tagliatelle.
Oh.
And I'm a pescatarian, you know. It's not always
That's
easy to get
you.
It to me.
I saw a Caribbean jerk chicken with some sort of rice dish that comes with it.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
And I love Caribbean food.
You do?
I do.
That you do. And there's even a cheeky little yellow Thai tofu dish.
Oh.
For Tom Looney. You know, he's a vegan.
He is a vegan.
And they've covered all bases. Came to all our needs.
These guys are smart.
How can our humble viewers get involved?
With the code WMP50, you can get 50% off your first box and 20% off the next four.
Four? The next four boxes?
Four boxes. That's a month of
discount
boxes.
Discount on five boxes.
Tasty deal.
Max, what else is in that deal?
Free treats for 3 months.
All I'm hearing is re. In a good way, though. Free treats.
For
You've
3 months?
You've got me there. You don't need all the other stuff. Just tell me there's free treats.
It's just free treats, mate.
Wow.
Guys, you can scan the QR code that's on screen right now.
It's somewhere there.
Or click the link in the description.
Yeah, what's the website?
www.hellofresh.co.uk/WMP50.
Wowzers. Trousers. WMP50 gets me 50% off my first box.
Your first box. 20%
off my next four.
Yeah.
And three treats.
Free treats for 3 months.
HelloFresh and hello. Nice food.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anyway, I was thinking it could be good for Ryan, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, if he gets a little bit of practice in.
Yep.
Because at the moment, you've been out the game for how long?
Years.
3
Pathetic, bro. Well, coming up to 4, yes.
Coming up to 4 years.
It's got
to
be 4.
Take your pick. Nice.
So you're going to be 3.
Yeah, thank you.
So for listeners, Tom, Max, myself are just sticking on a little wig.
Yeah.
To transform into three lovely ladies who Ryan would be lucky to match on Tinder.
Oh, I would.
Could do a little speed dating. Tom, you caught up in the lights there.
No, don't worry about that.
Set us on fire.
You can start with this lady. Yeah.
Well, where are we, by the way? Are we just...
Speed dating.
Speed dating. Oh, okay.
Can I ask how long we've got on the clock?
A minute.
Minute, okay.
Minute per speed date. Take it away, Ryan.
Hello, you look really
Actually,
nice.
You should probably introduce the speed dating scenario, the do's and don'ts.
Mm. Okay. Yes.
It's good to have that. Boundaries. Yeah. Hi, guys. Well, guy in this case.
Lucky fella.
Licky fella.
I hope so.
Not now.
See my vagina on my shirt.
Is that it?
What a mess.
What do you mean?
I thought you'd been to the Grand Canyon. So we have some lovely ladies here.
Yes.
Unfortunately, only one gent. I hope you are a gent.
Ah, I am a gent. Of course.
So you're going to have 1 minute with each of the ladies, and the one you enjoy the most, and hopefully if they reciprocate it, you'll get a bonus minute.
Ooh.
If that goes well, then, well, you can fuck on the table.
Excellent. That's the dream.
You're going to start off with our first lady.
Trisha.
Trisha.
Hello, Trisha. You look
fabulous. Your time starts now.
Hi, Trisha.
Hello.
I'm Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you, too.
Thank you.
You look gorgeous.
Really? This is your type, is it?
Yeah. Big
nice.
Time.
Nice. Yeah,
time.
That works for me.
What do you do, Trish?
I raise my son.
You raise your son?
My son, yes. Desmond.
Desmond.
Yes.
You named your son Desmond.
I did, yes. That's how names work.
Yeah. And how old is he?
He's 37.
Right, 37?
He's 37. Dirty 30, that's what we call him.
How old are you, Trish?
How old am I?
Yeah.
Well, get 37 and add, I was probably about 20 when I had him.
Right. So you don't know your own age off by heart?
7.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I don't know my own age.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's a bit rude to ask
57.
A woman her age, isn't it?
I think you might be older than my mum.
Oh, Trish. Well.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Okay.
Right, and you're not. I assume you're not with the father of.
No, I'm not with the father. No, not anymore.
you've had a minute, but I'll say right. I'll give you a little bit more time because you're clearly a bit shit at this.
Okay. So, what do you like to do in your spare time?
I like to change my son's diaper.
Yeah.
So, I like to go fishing on my boat.
Yeah.
With my son, and I love to go to the local swimming baths.
Excellent. Do you think you mean you could go to the local swimming baths together?
If you'd like to swim, I'd love to take you.
Yeah. It's time.
Mm. I'll be honest, I don't like Trish.
Hey, don't be honest.
Okay.
Please lie to me.
Ryan, your next date is with...
Brenda.
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello there.
Do you mind...
Your time starts now.
How are you, Brenda?
I'm very well, thank you.
You had a busy week?
Oh, very busy week.
What have you been up to?
Oh, well, I live at home with my daughter, Trish, who's a lout, I'll tell you. A lout and a liar.
Really?
So I spend most of my time looking after Trish's bastard child.
She sounds awful.
Oh, she is.
And what do you like to do in your spare time?
What do I like? Oh, Chad, it'd be a fine thing.
Yeah.
I would like some peace. I'd like to get out of the house, maybe go for a walk. But all day long, I'm cleaning up, I'm... running after Desmond.
Yeah.
Who's 37 years old, by the way.
Sounds awful. okay. I mean, yeah. You look fit.
Well, thank you.
Was there anything you'd like to know about me?
No, thank you.
Oh, right.
What do you do for work, Ryan?
Oh, why, various bits and bobs.
I'm looking for a man with money. Oh, money would solve a lot of my problems.
Right...
Get Trish out of my house for a start.
Yeah. You've come to the right place. If you end up with me, we'll get rid of that Trish. We'll get rid of Desmond. It should be you, me, solo walking. Together.
And that's time.
That's time. Ready when you are.
It's the time it started.
Your time starts now.
Wow. Hello. What's your name?
My name is... The Pope.
The pub.
Pope!
The Pope!
Eh?
Oh, they call you the Pope. Is that your actual name? Or is
they
that
do, and they are my parents.
Where are you from, Pope?
Have a guess. Have a wee guess.
Ireland.
Eh? Which bit?
Northern?
Correct!
Excellent.
Where are you from?
Wickham, England.
Wickham?
Wickham.
I love Wigan. The way ticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been to Wigan. We can have our first date in Wigan if you want.
Oh, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Plenty ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Blue looks cool on you.
Thank you. I like your jeans.
Thank you.
Not the ones your mum and dad gave you.
Yeah, we really are a match.
They really slacked off with you.
Why are you bringing... fuck off. Well, my parents are a lot of...
How dare you? How dare you?
Having a pop at my family.
Not your family. You?
But, well...
Treat them mean, keep them game.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
I don't mean Roy, because he's from the Republic down there.
Yeah.
Are you down there?
I will be in a minute.
Oh! that's all kinds of cheeky.
Yeah, it's like that, Pope.
Hey there, yeah?
Yeah, it's like quite forward with my flirtations.
Oh, hey, that's right up my street.
Yeah, right up your arse.
Oh, that's spot on, man. You know, the only thing I change about you is I like a tanned man.
Okay.
Tall, dark and handsome.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you tan for me?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, I've got a bit of wee instant tan right here.
Oh, that's good.
Why don't you tan yourself if you're the man of my dreams?
Right now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You have to be quick. We've only got a wee minute.
Yeah. Now, do you know what? Pope.
Hey.
I'd rather not.
Oh, that's fine, you non-committal.
But once, after our first date, maybe.
I'd rather not have my ass fucked.
By a white man.
Well, Ryan, you've had your three dates.
Yes.
Who would you like to see again?
It's tough.
Please let me finish. Sorry. For a bonus minute date.
Out of them three options.
Yeah.
I'm.
What were their names?
Well, we've got Trish.
Yeah.
Pope. And the annoying thing is the name I've forgotten is the one I was going to get an extra minute with.
Wow.
But it'd be a really awkward minute if I can't remember it. Geraldine?
Fuck
what
off.
What the fuck?
Fuck off. Shit. You deserve Trish.
Geraldine?
I don't want to tan up, so I'm going to have to go for Trish. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Hiya.
Coming out of my mouth. So I'd like an extra minute with Trish, please.
Well, your time starts now. You alright, love?
Remember, she's a liar.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm alright.
Yeah, you don't look alright. You look a bit flustered.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit, you know, I was hoping to be, yeah.
I was told you were going to be tan by the time you come back round.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Who told you that?
I speak to the girls. We speak a lot.
Yeah. Do you have any female friends, Trish?
No, of course I don't. Okay. I don't know any female. I don't have time. I've got my son.
Right.
My son's not bringing any females home, is he? He's got a nappy on.
And if we were to get together, would you consider maybe...
Female friends?
Getting rid of your son.
I can't abort him. He's 37.
No, I didn't mean that.
I could probably... Yeah. I could put him in a pram and push him on the motorway if you want.
You're
fucking sick, you are. It's my son you're talking about.
Oh, it's just banter, Trish.
Is that banter to you, is it? Yeah. I'm going to kill your son.
Yeah.
Fucking legend, this guy at the club. Hey, lads. Hey, ladies, you got a kid? I'm going to kill him. Fucking wet wipe, you. Fucking white wet wipe.
You're the wet wife here, Trish. You're
the wet
really,
wife? Not
you're
yet.
Really boring.
Give me time.
Yeah, you're not getting wet with me.
Yeah, bloody not. No one is.
Well, Pope is.
Pope doesn't like white men.
Pope, yeah, well...
You're more Billy Elliot.
You tan yourself, you get yourself a wet woman.
Yeah.
You should have seen my pants during the war in Iraq. That's time.
I had to miss him. Yeah.
Wow.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's probably going to be the calibre of women that you get on Tinder.
Yeah.
Well, if you're lucky.
I feel like it's gone worse.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like,
yeah.
I feel like I've engaged
calibre of women
with
out
women
there.
On this podcast, and usually they just really go in at me.
Yeah.
But it's kind of... been quite
but
tense.
Can it get worse, though? If women are going in on you, and you're getting your back up a little bit.
Some men like that, to be fair.
Yeah.
Just have a woman talk to you. That's, you know, part of the...
Fun of the fair.
Part of the part of the joys of
the
life.
The fair.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features.
Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And, you know, you are getting to an age now where, you know, it's quite normal that a woman might, you know, have children or complicated family setup or whatever. So
you've got a complicated family setup.
Yeah.
You know, your mum for 24 hours.
Yeah, you've got a Dave.
Yeah, that's not complicated though.
Oh, yeah. At what point of dating would you introduce them to Dave?
I mean, it'd be quite early on, wouldn't it?
Before you turn up.
Coming round the crib.
Come round the crib.
Something like that.
When I invite them round, they're bound to meet Dave, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'd probably just try and time these things when he's at work.
Are you going to try and have sex in Dave's bed to get back at him?
I don't think I could.
No. It's a very tight room. It's packed in.
It's kind of damp.
You can barely move in there. Yeah. It's an awful place to stay in. Yeah, it's a lot bigger.
So yeah,
probably
that's
like twice
true.
The size at least. And you've got the ensuite.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing if I've got someone round who just met. No, because I don't. I would go.
Well, you'd rather have a smaller room.
Well, your room's too comfortable.
So when I with the ensuite is what I'm saying. So whenever I've had people in my room that I would go out and use Dave's bathroom to have a wee or a poo or whatever.
Just going in for a quick poo.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep me going.
Put on these sound guns. Don't cancel the headphones.
Don't go anywhere.
When you go in the corridor, don't sniff.
Yeah. Tom's about to shit down his throat.
I've got the toilet roll.
No, it just makes me feel like awkward.
Thank God she didn't hear that.
In first year uni, I went for a poo.
Oh.
And I had one of my flatmates message me and be like, oh, just heard you pooing in your ensuite. I got really self-conscious about it, so I started putting like toilet roll down there first. Now it's like a habit. Before I go for a poo, I'll just put a couple of sheets down before, so there's no plop.
So Ethan's been putting the hand sanitizer around the rim.
Yeah, I heard that.
Bizarre.
That's a lot of time.
A little goblin boy like that, because he has to put his step down as well.
Pooing at university was a real ordeal for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, not so much. Yeah, at campus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you just not enjoy people hearing it, or
all of it? I think I feel too vulnerable.
Some people that he lived with would maybe try and look over the top or look under the bottom.
Yeah. A little photo.
Or throw wet papers.
Yeah, got a lot of them. Dodged a lot of them too.
Porridge over the top.
Your aim wasn't very good, but
cooked.
No, the porridge was in the shower, wasn't it? So the porridge would cook in the shower.
And also, when they knew I was having a poo or a shower, it's a good opportunity to go into my bedroom, move things around.
Yes.
So the best thing to do then would just be to shit in your room.
Shit in your own sink and just mash it down like Max used to do.
Lock up, leave the flat, go for a poo.
Mash it down. Mainly liquid. Bad diet, mate. Bad diet. Mum doesn't care about dieting, you know?
Mm.
I think I prefer pooing in public, like public toilets.
Drop and squat in the middle of the street, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Big time.
A bit of a cool pooer when you're out in public on your own.
What do you mean by a cool pooer?
At the moment, it seems like he's afraid, he's shying away from public as he's, when he's, well, you know, he's running
Big
away.
Daddy pooer, Mr.
Yeah,
Swag.
Yeah, yeah, he's just walking down the street just shit.
A dog cocks its leg at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different. So say there was a toilet right there.
Right there.
Say it was
like
right there.
A prison
there,
toilet
cubicle,
in the podcast
like a
room.
A portal or something, yeah?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I would
How
hate
high
it.
On the wall is it?
Yeah, like, I'd hate it with you three in the room.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, you know, festival or whatever, it's fine. The smaller the group, the worse it is.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You can wee in a cup in front of us either. Well, not even in front
no,
of
I
us.
No, I
just do it in general.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Just give it a quick shot.
And what about when your partner is in the house and it's quiet?
Yeah, I couldn't wee. Oh, sorry. In the house, yeah.
It's in the apartment.
Yeah,
you know, your partner's
fine.
In
it's
there.
Fine. But I wouldn't be able to say we both went to the bathroom.
Yep.
I couldn't have a wee while she was there.
What if she's like, I'm really into
out.
Poo. Really,
I
just love
she
it.
She really needs to poo.
No, she's really into it.
Oh.
Is that something you'd help her with? Or?
Yeah, I'll have to, wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well,
I
that's nice.
Think you would. If you can,
I mean, I wouldn't do anything
after. You can
after,
piss for a Patreon special. You're not going to shit
on
a
poo
woman.
On my wife.
Mm.
I wouldn't do anything else. I'd pull her and leave the room. But it's disgusting. That.
You fucking do with that, yeah?
Yeah. She'd have to have sex.
You made me sick.
She realised it didn't come out until he got off the bed.
Most of it's on you.
Stood in his own shit. Yeah, you like that? Did daddy do good?
It's like a little dog tail.
It won't stop. No.
He must have swallowed a hair. He's taking it all with him.
What have you eaten, Ryan? He meant to eat fibre.
Trying to run away from his own shit, but it's following him.
I hate that.
We've all been there, man.
Yeah.
Great podcast for men in their 30s.
What have you been up to, Ryan?
I've been going climbing again. My God, that's
not a harness rope.
But now I'm just so sore still.
Yeah, your hands?
Everything. Yeah, my hands. So I've signed up to like a monthly pass thing.
Nice.
So I can go and plan more to go like 2-3 times a week.
Where is it?
It's in Trafford.
Okay. Oh, right, okay. Yeah,
no. What about social climbing?
Climbing that ladder.
Yeah.
In what?
Oh.
Yeah. Like becoming more popular.
In a way, yeah. In a way, but, you know, just making new contacts and climbing that ladder of society.
Yeah. I probably should do that, really, rather than...
No, it's fine.
I don't really know what that means for people like us. Like, I don't really know anyone that I could socially climb.
Anyone could. I mean, anyone has social climbing available to them, I guess.
You can go to Soho House in Manchester, start rubbing shoulders.
I'm not going to lie, I don't know what that is.
Is it open?
What is Soho House?
Probably.
Got delayed for ages.
I think so. I think it is open.
Who is it?
It's a London concept.
It
doesn't help.
You get a lot of people who know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who has a cousin.
Did Harry and Meghan meet at Soho House for their first date?
I don't know.
So it's like an exclusive place people go. I mean, like the food, cocktails, I think they have.
Oh, okay. You know. Female, like at offices.
Just general office.
So, yeah, you go to Soho House.
Yeah. Climb that ladder.
Do you wear gloves for your hands?
You got to chalk up, mate.
Chalk up.
Yeah, don't you just put chalk on your hands?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was thinking about Soho House. Yes.
Was it obvious you're wearing gloves?
I'm just going to chalk up and hit the club.
You're the cleaner.
White gloves on.
Social climber, cleaning the toilets in Soho House.
So you won't tan yourself, but you'll chalk your body up. I don't know about this.
Yeah, always chalking up. I'm enjoying it, you know? Enjoying it. I don't know what else. I'm not very
good. Do you see yourself becoming like Nightscape and like climbing buildings?
Oh, no. Couldn't do that.
Doing parkour?
Couldn't do that. Mm. I did it once on like an actual rock wall, but I just had shorts on and a t-shirt and just cut myself all over.
Oh, wicked, man.
All over.
Really?
Yeah. No. Well, it's not even bouldering.
Bouldering, right.
Yeah.
You've been bouldering for a while. Silly, mate.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What have you two been up to?
Go on, Smith.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my fun-filled week. Stephen, cast your mind back a few weeks ago when I said I went out.
Come on.
Yeah, it's just that again.
Again?
Just again, mate.
What was the occasion?
Just work. People said, oh, come out, Max, have fun.
Is it a Saturday?
It was a Saturday. It's a classic Saturday. All the clubs are open. And I said, you know, I don't want to go out tonight because every time I go out...
You haven't got a dress to wear.
No, you know, I'm fine. I'm not going out to the pool. Do you know what I mean? I'm happy with my work clothes. You know, they... I wear it most of the days anyway. You know, get to know the real me. Hmm. Don't see me in fancy clothes because I'm never going to wear them again.
I was only saying that because I thought it was the line to a song. It's not, I got it wrong. So I haven't got a stitch to wear.
Oh. Sorry, I did. I had a few stitches.
Wait up!
He's fucking following us again.
Saturday!
Come on, let's get some points in!
He's rotated it.
Oh, there's no one in. Why have you put us in tonight? I've got some stitches on. I said I don't want to go out tonight because every time I go out, I get in at 5 a.m. It ruins the next day. I've got work tomorrow.
Yeah,
I saw him the next
4
day.
So anyway, stayed out till 7.
You're a man of your word, though.
Yeah, that's true. Didn't get in at 5. Yeah, you're right. Bang on there. I had an ample opportunity to go home, and I said, you know what? No. Yeah, I was sticking by it. Got into a gay club. Went to Bar Pop or Pop World.
Yes.
So I went there.
Classic.
Did some... just did poppers, which apparently is a drug. But it's legal?
Yeah.
Think on UK. Makes your bum
think
wider.
Think on UK or you gay?
Do you know what? I said UK, but both work. So you
what
know.
Time were you doing poppers at in the gay village?
3?
And yeah. Whose poppers were they? Money to call my dad.
I didn't see their face.
I saw you, mate, Max, again. Well,
I love
your
shoes now. jelly shots? I've done a jelly shot.
That's yeah, I've done jelly shots.
Yeah, oh yeah,
cool. Jello
yeah.
Shot.
Oh, surely but you'd have a vegan one. A vegan jelly shot.
This was years ago. I ate a whole tray of them because they just didn't really hit, and they all hit me at once later.
Yeah,
terrible night.
That's it, mate.
I didn't want to talk about that. No one brought up
jelly shots once at a house party, and someone bought loads of jelly shots. And,
great,
jolly. And I had loads of them, and I put cider in my fish tank.
Did you kill a fish?
No, it's fine.
Did you? Was it to be like fine. A fish bowl?
That's good.
I wish I'd thought of that at the time, yeah.
No, but were you trying to...
No, I was like, watch this.
Who were you saying that to?
People in my house.
No one there, no fish yeah, either. Just me.
It's not even alcoholic, it's just jelly.
I put jelly into an empty fish tank.
Couldn't finish my trifle, gave it to Ryan. He's up his face.
Oh, that's good. That's great fun.
So,
poppers.
Yeah. So what happened between, you know, going out
and queuing up to an actual, like, proper gay club?
Yeah. Ooh.
Apparently a lot of topless men in there.
Which one is this?
Cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know well, yeah?
Is it
yeah.
C-R-U-Z? Or is it, like,
I,
a boat
I'm not
going to
lie, I didn't actually see the name. Someone just said, this is Cruise.
Cruise 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to pay £12. Bouncer let me in for free. Shout out BJ.
Great name.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Is that a tip to get in?
it's only £3 entry.
Pretend it's jelly.
BJ the bouncer let me in for free. Did more poppers. It's 4 a.m. at this point.
It's still Saturday.
Just me and Stephen's dad.
I'm your new stepfather. But is that how it would work?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to picture how it works.
Yeah, could be a special. And then I leave. You know, I'm a bit wavy. I've had fun.
What, go say bye to the bouncer.
See me next week. Get a takeaway. Beautiful takeaway.
Ooh.
Burger, chicken strips.
Would you be annoyed if when you the bouncer said you get him for free?
Mm.
You thought, oh great. Then you see the sign and it says. Mentally handicapped, £0.
I would be a bit fuming, yeah, I would be, to be fair. Because I've not spoken to him. He singled me out of the line. So if he kind of went, if he looked down the line and went, oh, that one there, I would be a bit fuming. Yeah.
You get it for free, lad. Thank you.
Your carer will have to pay. Yeah, now that makes sense, doesn't it? Cheeky VJ.
What sort of music's playing in there?
A lot of gay anthems. You got Madonna playing.
Kylie?
Doom, doom, doom. We got told off. Because at work, we, you know, that's a stupid joke. You know that Unk still got it?
Yeah.
And there's a video of a guy sat on the floor with a with string and he's sort of jumping over it.
Yeah.
So we tried to sit on the floor and do Unk still got it. And as soon as we sat down, this woman appeared and went, get up!
Yeah.
Fuming.
Rightly so.
You know, Unk was fuming. Got a takeaway, got on the Uber, went home, got in.
What was your takeaway?
Lovely burger, juicy burger.
Wow.
Fries on
at
the side.
7 or 6 a.m.
7 a.m.
The most expensive burger on the menu.
It was about, well, it was 18 quid overall.
Yeah, but you'd save £12 from it.
Exactly. Mm. Thank you. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, you're right.
Free poppers all night.
Free poppers all night. Free jelly shots.
Mm.
So I'm having a great time. Get in. I'm a bit hungry, a bit tired. I open my bag. So obviously the takeaway's in the Uber.
How's it managed to get out of the bag and you've still got
I don't think I put it in the bag originally. I think I just sat down, put it next to me, strapped it in.
So you had an empty carrier bag in your hand?
No, I didn't take the individual No, I had a carrier bag that was full of food, sat in the taxi, put it next to me.
Yeah.
I had my rucksack with me.
So, I mean, so what I mean is you've left the entire carrier bag in there?
Yeah.
Okay, you've just... Right, okay.
Yeah. So I'm straight onto Uber trying to get it back. But you can't call an Uber driver. You've got to go through the app. Just let me call him.
Problem is as well, that Uber driver might just bin the food. Mm. They might think, oh, he might have already eaten this.
No, he probably would have.
Save him from himself.
Probably would have eaten it himself, to be fair.
What about you, Tom?
Oh, Stephen. Last week, spoke on Wednesday, didn't I? I'd gone really, really heavy. Football, gym, twice.
Mm. And we're only on Wednesday.
I know. And then Wednesday night, I've started to feel really ill. So, yeah,
Had you been in the gym that day?
No.
Your body was yearning for the
body
gym.
Body was yearning for it.
Mm. Chucking around some metal.
So, yeah, I had a choppy few days where I didn't feel great. And so I just kind of lounged about, really. I got a few bits of admin done.
How much admin does a jobless man have?
This is FPL team.
A surprising amount.
Really?
FPL team.
Yeah.
We saw a license plate. It said LOL at the end.
That's fun.
Yes. That is fun, isn't it? And then we saw another one that said NOB.
I saw one that just said 70K.
Really? Wow. Sounds like my scales. Actually, no, 138 at the moment. Fuming.
138K? Oh, kilo.
Kilo, yeah.
I'm with you. I couldn't bench press you.
Should we try it?
No.
Should we cut together?
Possibly.
All three of us?
I may also giggle when I do it.
Why? Who's that?
I don't know.
It's me.
I guess it would be if you... Yeah.
Yeah. That's not how I bench press. Is it getting out of the clubs?
Try it, mate.
It'd be easy if we wrapped you up to do it as well.
No, you're not getting involved, mate.
Oh, I'll,
that's
I'll
weird.
You're going to need my help.
What are you wrapping me up in?
Okay.
I don't know. Cling film.
I was doing a bit of the podcast prep yesterday and I was just, you know, scrolling the socials, looking, seeing what it was about. And someone popped up, posted 2 minutes ago, or 3 minutes ago. That's irrelevant. I'm not on trial. free golf clubs.
Well,
just very, very close to me. So I'll have these, mate.
Three or free?
Free, whole bag golf clubs. Nice. So now I've got a set of golf clubs.
Well, are you planning on taking up golf?
I've got no one to play golf with.
I will play golf. I want to get into it.
Yes.
Don't have any golf clubs there.
Looney and the Rhino.
If you take Sundays
golf.
Off for Formula One, what day are you taking off for golf?
We're just Mondays.
There you go.
Ooh.
Monday golf day.
Mondays were for money.
We could go. Would you come? We could go to the one in Burnage because that's like all golf. Par threes. Mm. So it's basically pitch and putt.
What's the one? There's one not far from there, but Fletcher Moss, where you used to work.
Mm.
There's one. The cafe you worked there.
What cafe did you work at?
It wasn't like a cafe. It was like a that van thing in Didsbury.
I did a couple
Gardens.
Of shifts there.
So yeah.
I like it there.
The cakes
yeah.
and the coffees.
It's a weird little crossover. Wow.
Do you ever see it like a job like that and you think, oh, I wouldn't mind doing that. I wouldn't mind just
having a little cafe.
Yeah.
There was
a
simple life.
Media City, there was a coffee. It was a van. It feels like it was a van, but it was so small. It's probably the size of that table.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Little espresso machine in there. Used to park up near Menagerie.
Yeah. I feel like, do you know what? Just take your headphones in, Just chill out, mate. Just
people. You can't be doing that with the busy people in media. Say, Craig Charles clicking his fingers at you.
Yeah, but I could. Well, to the music I'm listening to.
Have you got headphones in?
Pardon?
Have you got headphones in?
I'm listening to music.
But listen to me. I'm a paying customer.
No, what? You're not paying me yet, have you?
Well, I will do. I'm not going to pay you before I get a bloody coffee.
You're going to pay me, are you?
If I get the produce, yes.
What would you like?
Can I? What do you have?
Sorry, one second. This is a good bit, this.
Why have you taken your headphone out to put your finger in? What are you listening to on your finger?
I'm scratching it. Right. You ever scratch your ears, mate?
I'm a DJ. I'm used to scratching.
Yeah, scratch this, bruv.
What?
Scratch this, bruv.
What was scratching there? Who's bruv?
Scratch this, bruv.
For listening.
It's meant to be my ass, isn't it, bruv?
Why are you scratching your ass? You work with food and drink.
Yeah, but it's clean, though, isn't it?
Five-star hygiene rating.
Clean, isn't it?
No, that's 4-star.
Yeah, it's going to be down to 1-star. Well, no, yeah, and that's me, Craig Charles.
I should have said it 1-star, because that would be funnier than 4-star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you want? What do you want?
Can I see the menu, please? What do you
It's posted outside, you cunt.
Send me what?
I said it's posted outside.
Where?
We don't get... I can't really move. I'm in a little box, aren't I?
You will be.
Nah, that's good, like coughing.
Yeah. You've been doing that over the Baps.
I have.
Your own.
My own. You think I take my top off and cough on my own breasts? You'd be so bloody lucky.
How much?
For you, free.
Oh.
£3.
Oh, three?
Yeah, three.
Can you break a fiver?
I can break. Yeah, I probably can, yeah. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that Max's be... Media City business.
Yeah. Well, I've made money.
You ripped it off.
You actually owe him a fiver.
You have to give me £2 because you said it was £3.
Could I not take my two halves of a fiver and go into the bank and say, look, this is 2 fivers?
Most people could. That person you just were kind.
No, I'd drive my little car in there.
Oh, we should probably do your laugh, you lose. It's me. Bloody me, because I laughed at Ryan's clever bit.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is You Laugh, You Lose, a great new segment that's been going for a few years.
Do you want us to shut our eyes or anything?
No.
No.
No, keep them open, please. I've been going to laughter therapy because I thought we all need this in our life, especially you, Smith. Faced like a smacked arse for 6 months.
How many arses have you seen?
At least 3. So I thought, you know, it's vital for me to enable myself in remembering that laughter is great.
Yeah.
And it brings out so many happy emotions. So I've been doing laughter therapy for a little while. I've been having a great time. And I thought it'd be ideal for you two to maybe get involved a little bit. You know, experience what the sessions are like.
Yep.
I've been doing it with Phil. Well, Phil was there. Phil! Yeah. Here we are. Phil is one of my faves from the sessions. Really good stuff. This is Max.
Hello.
Tom. Max is the one we spoke about.
Hello.
So, when you're ready, take it away, please.
Well, I've not had the easiest start in life. My uncle used to make me rub oil into his thighs. He used to make me, he used to dress up as Danny Zuko and make me play Sandy.
His thighs already greased.
He once pooed into a litter tray and told me it was muesli.
He's a character. Do the catchphrase. You'll get him with the catchphrase.
I tried to end it all last year.
It's really clever stuff.
Thanks. Thank you. Cheers, Phil.
What's happened there?
Thanks, Phil.
Me so, almost got me so many times.
Cheers, Phil.
I don't know what. Have I been got there?
Oh, yeah. Have you laughed at the great session?
Well, it kind of, because it kind of ended. And I looked at Max, and Max was kind of laughing a bit, but not a lot.
Yeah, I wasn't laughing. I was sort of smiling. Oh. Like, that was great.
Well done, Phil.
I'm not. Oh, I feel like it was over.
Oh, it was over when Phil left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's a VAR.
Yeah.
Well, he laughed. I don't think I did.
I thought it was like...
No, it wasn't that. Didn't make any noise.
I laughed. In that laugh when you laughed.
That. This one almost got me.
It should be even if you smile.
No, because I've been told to smile. Mm. I've been told to smile. I've been told to not sit here going...
I said, look intrigued. Yeah.
I was so intrigued. Yeah. It was really funny. I really liked that. I thought it was a great character. I thought it was a great bit.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was all truthful stuff, wasn't it? Wrote itself.
Where does Phil start, Ryan, end?
Muesli.
You would do, wouldn't you? Put your right off.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
And litter trays.
Yeah.
Don't eat from there anymore.
Max has celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I think my toe's being trodden on. Ouch.
Timothy Chalamet won Best Actor in a musical or comedy for Mighty Supreme. And I thought, that's sort of... It doesn't feel like it's a comedy.
Mm. I think sometimes they just move things around so they get big people winning stuff.
Shocking.
Ryan, if you had a film to promote, how would you do that? Let's say you're in...
If I had arms, I'd punch you.
Yeah.
Right.
Two.
I'd probably go around just
probably. Let's see how it looks.
Right, okay. I don't know the film.
fucking hell.
No, or heard of it. But.
But you're in it.
Yeah,
who wants to host the show? I'll just be a massive, massive name.
You host it.
No, I'll be on the couch too.
I'll start with this, but is that nearest the host?
Security!
No? Okay. I'll do it myself. Please welcome our next host of the show. He's all the way from his favourite...
Next host? You're the host.
Yes, but you know when they're...
Being fired already.
You know when the host gets like, somebody else to do the award?
Like Doctor Who.
Fucking hell. Read the teleprompter. Mate.
Security!
Press all day.
Yeah, it's Rat Mife!
you've got three people on your show.
Oh, am I like...
One of them's promoting a big new
Graham
movie.
Oh, Graham Norton!
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, sorry! I thought you meant I was like awards host.
My question was, why is this guy nearest the host? That's normally the biggest star. Mm. Who is he?
He's my band leader.
Right. What's your band?
What's that music you play again?
I can't play anything, me.
No, you do your humming. You do your
yeah, do a bit of humming, a bit of clapping.
Chants. Yeah.
Can I hear
you
humming, please?
Mm-hmm.
That's
good.
Yeah, love that.
Not anymore.
Still not really nearest the host worthy, that.
You're kidding.
If anything, I should be sat there.
Sorry.
This is our show.
Not to be rude, but who are you?
I'm the biggest actor in the world. Well, obviously.
Let other people say that, pal. You'll do well to learn that.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Piers Brosnan.
Oh, Piers Brosnan. I've heard all about you.
You haven't.
What do you mean, I haven't?
You haven't asked me one question.
What the fuck is this?
Well, I've just asked your name, haven't I?
Exactly.
I've asked you one question.
Oh, I've heard all about you, sunshine.
No, I'm not going to say it again. Welcome to show.
Thanks.
What are you here to promote?
Well, you know that. Surely you've had a production meeting, haven't you?
No, I don't see any of them. I don't see any of the producers. I just come in, I sit down in my comfy chair, and I see all my friends, and they come over.
How long have you been doing the show for?
Not long.
Yeah, it shows.
Not long. We got commissioned yesterday.
And you're the biggest actor in the world, and this guy.
I'm not an actor, I don't do acting.
I know, I never said you were.
Never do acting. Never
acting
would.
Like a
Pardon?
You're acting like a
am I?
Yes.
In what way, shape, or form?
You've not asked us a single question.
I asked your name.
Gary Clark.
Gary Clark?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
biggest star in the world. Big Gaz actor. Clark.
Fucking Gazza over here.
Yeah.
Went to school with me dad, you.
Did he?
Gaz Clark.
Boy. Biggest actor in the world. What do I know you from?
I've seen
your face on something.
Yeah, yeah. Big film's just come out.
No, it's not a film.
I'm here.
It's not a film.
Tell you what, milk carton.
Fetch us some waters and champagne. Go
not
on,
a
lad.
Runner. Not a runner.
Get some shampoo for yourself.
Not a runner.
Hello. What brings you to my comfy seat?
Chauffeur.
Chauffeur brought you up here, did he?
Yeah.
Fucking lugged your fat ass up here, did he?
It wasn't he, actually.
You got a woman driver?
Yep.
Oh, lucky.
Why?
Well, I don't have any driver.
Don't put your hand up to speak.
What do you mean, Alistair?
I'm just saying it's lucky to have a lady driver.
Why?
Because I...
In what culture?
I'm trying to... My culture.
I fucking hate you.
Why do you hate me?
I'm your fucking wife. I drive you around everywhere.
Exactly.
Drives around the bend, all right.
Yeah, it bloody does. Yeah, drives me to STI clinic.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ryan.
Yeah.
You didn't have much luck at the cube the other day. You're hoping for a full-time job.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, have got rid of all the full-timers. So, they've they've all got to go onto a zero-hour contract, or they have something like 20 hours till July.
It's a trouble in paradise.
Get out of the cube, man.
Yeah, yeah, I've been looking at jobs
this
week.
To say to them.
Looking at jobs this week. Applied for a few.
What are we talking?
I've applied for the Museum of Illusions. It does look a bit
look
crap,
at this photo.
Goes on forever.
And then I applied for Crystal Maze and I got an audition on Friday.
Is she?
Why are you going to these mental, like,
because I
want to
go somewhere.
He's quirky.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, but they're quirky, but they're also going to die a death.
Yeah.
How long is it a Museum of Illusions?
Live comedy.
That's true enough. Yeah. It's all podcast now,
I just
want
to work somewhere fun, mate.
Mm. Anywhere's fun if you know, put your heart and soul into it.
There's no jobs there, mate.
There is.
The first place
there is after what happened on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Manager's job.
That was my fucking cold dead body, man.
So, what do you do till 7 in the morning?
Oh, I'm sorry, because you can't have fun, I can't. Yeah?
Ron
knows how to have a good time.
I've not been out till that late in years.
I think I've only done that once.
Yeah.
Did you come out with your boy Smith?
I was in a house in Prescott. Not even with Cam Green.
Wow.
That's how you know
really?
You've messed up. Yeah. I was with my friend, and we met another group at the end of the night at 3 a.m. and they said,
yeah,
oh, we're going to a house party, do you want to come? And then on the way, my mate just went, I'm getting out of here. And we'd gone towards his house, so he just got off. We're way away from mine, so I was like, oh, I'm just committed to this now.
Fair. Was it good?
No.
Shocking.
What's the kind of the closest real life version of the hangover that you've had from a night out? Just a night that's just got away.
I mean, there's too many to tell.
Really?
Yeah.
You and Ibiza when you didn't come home, and I was crying.
Tears of joy.
Yeah.
Yes.
My first hotel wank.
My God, it was good.
Let me just lean on this pillow. Wait, Ryan. I didn't come because of you.
I did.
Yeah, a lot of things that I've done drunk, I wake up and like, oh God, that happened. But I can't, yeah. remember.
Jumping out of a first floor window.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, that was quality. I have to do this.
I had that on my mind. Yeah,
remember that? We've talked about this before.
Yeah, fair.
Ryan's room in our third year uni house. Do you remember our third year?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So it was just a classic terrace. And Ryan just had this thing in his head that I can jump out on the first floor.
He's big into free running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he had a few drinks one night and was like, I'm going to do it. I think Stephen was in the room.
Yeah, but I only caught the end of it.
Yeah, you were on the bed.
Ryan was pushed.
No. Then Ryan's hanging out the window. He's gone out with hands on the ledge, feet onto the wall. So he's hanging out the window.
No.
Right? And I, at this point, was like, I can't have this. So I kind of, I've got his hands. I'm like, Ryan, you can't do this. This is ridiculous. And he's looking at me like, kind of, Tom, no, get off me. I have to do this.
Such a
this is ridiculous. You're going to hurt yourself. Anyway, I let go. Obviously, not like Mufasa style.
Yeah, I was thinking.
He's still, so he steadied himself.
A load of wildebeest run up the road and strangle him.
Fine. he steadied himself and then just kind of let himself drop. Hit the floor really hard on his heels, kind of stumbled, fell into a parked car, and then kind of got up like, proper like seeing stars, dazed. I'm not sure if the front door was open, I think he had to knock to get back in.
Yeah, I did. I was fine that, well, I was drunk, so yeah, I was fine that night. Yeah. But yeah, I woke up the next day. I remembered that it happened, but didn't realise that I was injured, and then yeah, went to go to the bathroom. Could barely walk.
And then he started getting really angry with me in the house, because I was just... Well, I wasn't being very kind to you. You said you were going to go to A&E.
Yeah, I did go to A&E. It's been hours there.
Yeah, it was bruised.
Bruised heel.
Bruised bone heel.
Called a burglar's injury or something like that. They call it.
Did you tell them how you'd done it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Mm.
I must have been away from Ryan, because if I was there, I'd be banging his hand.
Yeah.
I'd definitely be making sure you went.
Yeah. Yeah, had a first 12-hour shift not long after that.
Great memories.
Great memories.
Yeah, I used to down steins of Jaeger and Red Bull and then just black out.
When was this?
It's at uni.
Oh.
Yeah.
I say I don't drink anymore because I used to drink to excess.
Comparatively,
yeah.
Do you mean?
Yeah.
You used to drink Messerschmitt.
Yeah, I used to get Jaeger.
Cheap Jaeger. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to get a cheap bottle of that. First year of uni, they would at the freshers' fair, they'd give out these big giant glass steins. So I just fill it up with that and some blue lightning, and then I'd just drink that throughout the night. And then I'd get to 42s, and then I'd just forget everything.
Crash hard from the blue lightning alone.
I remember in first year, we were outside one of the apartments, and you were having a cigarette, and you were like, oh, can you just hold, we're having a chat, and you're like, can you just hold my cigarette for a minute? I was like, yeah, okay, what's up? He's like, just one minute. And then he just turned around, he took the cigarette and just carried on like nothing had happened.
That's so bad.
I remember first year, it was like the first time I had a gathering at my flat. My flatmate, Jonathan Hill, Max and John had got all of some weed.
Yeah,
had we?
Yeah, he had. We're only meant to have a few drinks, and a few people from the course were coming round. Max has just polished off a split after already having a few bits. he's just immediately just pulled a whitey. And so people aren't even there. So people start arriving, and Max is just in John's room on the floor. So it's just the room by the kitchen. I keep going and checking in. Max is just on the floor in the fetal position for about 4 hours every time.
You just got home.
I was going in to check on him. Like, you feeling better? Do you want to come? I was like, no. Oh, no, I have to just please stop coming in.
Oh, no.
White as a ghost. Uni, eh?
Yeah, great times.
Great times.
Great times, yeah. I've moved on to a more sophisticated drug now. It's called poppers.
Yeah, man.
Do you enjoy the poppers?
What do you experience of them? When you're drunk and it's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
I did poppers years ago when I was 15. Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to buy them from Affleck's Palace.
Did you?
Yeah, just little 15-year-old Tom. Smoking a silk cup. How times change. Anyway, I saw this news article of a man.
Oh, it's cold.
Who saved some speaking of a first floor window, a neighbour who saved some children from a burning building out of a first floor window. And I thought, that's classic heroism. That's the classic heroic thing a bystander could do. Mm. And I wondered if we'd ever
Unless
do anything.
Unless he started the fire.
Yeah.
Unless he started the fire.
Or he put the kids in first.
Mm. But if no one knows, to the to the untrained eye, it's still kind of the most heroic thing you can.
Or if when he was catching them, he was just catching them in the wrong places.
Ooh.
You'll have to take your clothes off first. That's how you fight fire. Cotton burns quick.
You jump.
I have the flame, thanks.
Catch you in my mouth. Like a grape.
Okay. So not so much. Well, no, I mean, it's not just not heroic. It's actively villainous, isn't it?
This guy's awful.
He's horrendous.
And he's bragged about it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And the worst part is, if you're walking past, you can't be like, I'm going to stop this guy. Because he is trying to save him.
Yeah.
You know,
you've got no arms. Like, you've got no use. If you knock him out of the way.
I'm eating a big bag of crisps. What's that? I'm not putting these down. And I'm not going to be able to catch him. So it's either jump to your death, burn, or maybe this weirdo will catch you.
Right.
Was there a parent with them?
The parents upstairs in the house.
So the parents there shouting down, my kids are really hot.
Yeah.
You're telling me?
My kids are fire.
Is that a thing people say?
Nah. Hello.
Yeah, someone said it. And they're just as bad as this. So we've got some awful parent who's kind of touting out their children to any nonce who'll take them.
As the house is burning.
As the house is burning.
Nonce with a petrol can in his hand. Oh, I can help.
And as luck would have it, a nonce arsonist. Okay. The news didn't get hold of that bit, and he's been touted as a hero.
Yeah.
Wow.
If it's that easy.
Yeah. I wondered if we'd done anything heroic in our ordinary lives.
No.
Helped an old lady cross a road.
That's not heroic.
Broken up a fight.
Is it the fight that you started with the old woman?
Yeah.
Heroic.
You've broken up fights before?
Yeah, but I don't think I did it for heroism.
What did you do it for?
Just, when you really get into it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just fucking, you're digging
it. Yeah, exactly.
You know where the cameras are.
I'm the worst one.
Yeah. It wasn't really, I wouldn't say it was heroism, but when we were doing our Snow White tour, when I was playing this king, Sleeping Beauty, sorry. I was playing this king, and we had to go to this children's hospice in like the evening. And going around as our characters to all these children, and it was I know this sounds awful, but I was absolutely dreading it, but like, I'm so glad that I did it because it was quite a rewarding experience.
So you're saying it wasn't heroic?
No, probably not.
Want to mention it then?
Yeah,
just begging it to be called a hero.
Don't worry about that. Cut this whole segment out.
I can understand you dreading it because you're going to see really traumatic things where you've got kids who've got nothing left.
Mm.
Yeah. And then you're making it worse in a way.
Yeah.
Do you have that little kind of voice in your head like awful things you could do in a situation? Like how a situation could go horrendously wrong.
I feel like a show to a group of dying children, Sleeping Beauty is probably not the best way to go.
Yeah. We didn't do the show. That's the weird thing. We didn't do the show.
You're just meeting them.
We ran as characters.
Yeah.
Oh, you met them as characters.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's the king and his brother.
So how did it go? Like, so you go up to a bed, you've got a dying child in the bed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of the time. I'd literally just interact with them, like ask them how their day was, tell them what I've been up to.
Been here all day.
Yeah.
Don't feel well.
Lazy.
It was awkward. Because a lot of them couldn't speak, so.
A lot of them couldn't speak.
No.
Have you seen the movie Taken? You haven't. Right.
Anyone here called April?
I didn't do my stand-up, did I?
He's just doing his art. Every bedside. I saw you do it to Nigel.
It's one of the kids pushing the morphine button. one reaching for the switch.
I had to sing because I'm the greatest showman.
Did you?
With the whole film?
Not the whole film.
Scene one, act one.
Perform the greatest showman as a one-man show to a group of dying children.
That's awful.
Yeah. Isn't it mad some kids get John Cena? They got you. With my fake beard on.
It's been a tough year at Great Ormond Street. Have you been asked to do anything for charity or for children in your...
done stuff for charity. We've not done... there's only rare occasions and it'll be like at the charity match where there might be some kids who are there for because they're from one of the causes.
Right, okay.
I do get, you get like a little bit, oh God, I need to make sure I don't say anything.
Best behaviour.
Yeah. And also not act too weird where you're like, hello, how are you? Yeah. Just be normal. But
yeah, we've done a couple of talks at Salford Uni.
That's not charity. It was a joke.
Rascal. You fucking rascal.
He went for my hand there.
That's really bad, Ryan.
Go like that.
That's even worse.
Yeah, I got you off guard, didn't it?
Have you gone from being at the hospice to that?
That was him at the hospice.
This is the great.
My usual stuff isn't working.
You like smut, do you?
The old ones always work.
The nurses will love this one.
Get out, Ryan.
That's really put me off him.
If it's okay, I'm going to follow him out and probably hit him.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh. Excuse me.
Hello, mate. You okay? Right.
Yes, that you.
Sit down. Yeah. Sit down.
Please.
There's two chairs going.
Where are they going? Shower.
Good.
Okay.
All right, mate.
Oi, come on.
So who have we got here?
And Graham Frutella, of course.
Graham Frutella.
Hey, hello, mate. Okay.
Graham Frutella. And you are?
James Frutella.
James. My boy. Okay. My cheeky chaffinch boy.
I can see the resemblance.
Yeah. Father and son, I'm assuming.
Two good-looking chaps.
You've assumed well.
Yes.
Well done.
That's an good, eye for detail.
Thank you very much.
You've started well.
Yeah,
started
I have, well. Yeah. No,
it's always tricky with
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Bide your time, boy. Bide your time.
Not to be rude, but why have you come in? What's going on?
Why are you being rude?
Don't be rude.
Why would you be rude? You've really fucked me off.
Start at 10, I've got to go down to
one. Give me an ears, lad.
Why would you be rude?
You fucked me off big time there, pal.
Oh, you'd be fucking lucky, bruv.
With what?
Me fucking you off or whatever it is you said.
Hey, can we not?
Oh, shut up.
You fucked me off there. Note that down.
Okay, I'm noting it down.
Why are you here, Graham?
He's fucked me off. Sorry.
I know.
Can you stop swearing in front of your kid?
I can't.
Mm. Oh.
You can't?
Maybe don't piss him off then.
Well said, son.
Yeah.
Well said, son, whose name I have forgotten.
James.
James. Anyway, I'm here because my boy is a star, I tell you.
Is he?
And he doesn't just come out at night.
Him?
Yeah.
What are you laughing for?
I'm looking at your son and I don't see star quality.
What do you see?
I see, like, he looks like he's sort of balding a bit. He's got, like, is that fake hair coming out the front? Is that real or fake?
Sorry.
That's not real hair.
That can't be real.
I didn't come in here to have my son's appearance picked on.
Well, you've got to get used to that if you want him to be famous.
Why?
Because that's, like, the thing, isn't it? You know, like, all the paparazzis will take snaps and go, oh, they're thin.
He's, no offence, Graham, but he seems a little vanilla.
Yeah. Well, vanilla is incredibly popular.
Look at that gormless look he's got on his face.
Most popular flavour of ice cream is vanilla. That's my boy.
And it's my favourite flavour.
Give him a lick.
What did you say there, James?
Vanilla's my favourite flavour as well.
He's so charismatic.
One second, lads.
Brimming with
one
rays.
One second, lads.
Yeah, of course.
Fucking turn it on now, mate. Fucking turn it on. Okay. Megabus from Cardiff for that shit.
When you say your son's a star.
Yeah, ah, yes. Yeah.
What's he done? I mean,
what hasn't he done?
Lots of viewers, lots of listeners.
I should have a bag, shouldn't I? I should have a bag.
Oh!
My bag.
Graham's bag.
My son's bag.
He dropped it on the way in.
This lad can do anything and everything, I tell you.
Anything and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you want to say it into the microphone, please?
I can, yeah. I can do anything and
maybe
everything.
Just angle it up to your face, if that's all right. Thank you.
Are you shaking there, James?
No.
What are you shaking for?
I don't. I have nerves
be
of steel.
Be confident.
I've got nerves
what
of steel.
What did we say in the car with the Megabus?
Don't fuck it up.
What else? It was a 3-hour bus ride.
Put your
I don't just keep saying that.
James, are you Welsh?
He's half Welsh.
Half Welsh, okay. The other
half star.
Oh. How old are you, James?
14.
Yeah, let's think about that.
Yeah, that's
let's
weird.
Think about that. But 14,
well,
okay.
He's only just turned 14.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, right, New Year's baby sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice.
Well,
nice.
14 years ago, you thick twat.
You kidding? He still looks like a baby now,
my kid
Max.
Is in, yeah.
Max.
My kid is in.
Whose side are you on? Just,
no, I'm on your side.
Yeah, you're on everyone's side, pal. We're all friends, yeah?
I wouldn't say that, mate.
Oh, you don't like a bit of the Welsh rough banter, do
no,
you?
No, I love you, mate.
Where are you from, pal?
Bumpy. Bumpy.
Were you pointing down to your crotch? I suppose it is down south.
Yeah,
no, I said Pumpy.
Bumpy.
James, what do we say about people from Portsmouth? Go on.
Oh, inbred.
Right.
Is that right?
He's
said,
James, we're here to win these lads over.
Dummy there, sorry, isn't he? Dad.
Anyway, what I have here is just, it's his classic bag of props for his routine.
Okay.
So, all you have to do is give my boy three words.
Mm.
Three words. He will start a rap about them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And then I will also use these props and he will do with them as he will. Mm. First one is that.
Okay.
Three words. I'm going to go.
Is it three words between us?
For the listeners, my boy's just putting on a lovely apron. Six-pack abs.
Night.
Yeah.
Well, jockey eclair.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
I'll pop it in.
And sweeties.
Perfect.
Yep. Okay. Are you ready for your words?
Yep.
Okay.
He's had his lucky eclair.
Oh.
I've got three words for you, James.
Growing boy.
Three words for you, James. That your words are... Night, hose, and sweeties.
How are you spelling hose?
Yeah.
Or night.
however he wants, I guess.
James, it's down to you, my son.
Night, hose, and what was the other one, sorry?
That's
sweeties.
Awful.
Sweeties. Hose, like, you know.
What a rap!
That's not a good rap.
What a wordsmith you are! Let's get that cap on so it doesn't come off.
Oh no! His beard!
You used the stinky tape, Dad.
Oh, my apologies. Like, take it away, son.
I'm desperate for that rap, mate.
I'm up.
Come on. Stop choking on your words.
He's like Kanye when he had his jaw wired shut.
I'm up all night and I've got a fright. I'm worried that the dog might bite, but I say no, not tonight. I walk in the room dressed as a knight. I say, get out of my bed, you hose. And then...
That's the sort of horse she is, isn't it?
She picks up my lamp and throws it across the room.
To the beans there, lad. No added sugar.
Thank you.
Can we funnel the beans into your mouth?
Maybe after my eclair, please.
He's 14,
he's
lad.
He's rapping.
He's 14 years old.
His rap is over.
Funnel food down his gullet.
At what point in a rap does somebody go, thank you for the beans?
Can I funnel
stuffing
beans
his
into your
with
mouth?
Beans.
What?
funneling beans into the mouth of a child. You know what happened to yourself?
You're a fucking wrong un.
I'm trying to fatten your boy up, mate. It's thick skin and bones.
You're trying to make nice with you about the Portsmouth stuff, but you're a fucking nonce.
No, not a nonce.
You reek of it. No amount of this will get rid of the smell of your fucking nonsense.
You cannot defend
me, bro.
When you're pulling stunts.
Say something nice. Say something nice about me.
Max does a lot of work for charity.
What charities exactly?
Don't say that.
Hands-on child education, I bet.
That's not a charity,
mate.
Yes,
exactly that.
Oh,
exactly that. You heard about it?
You'll need a massage first, though.
Yeah, he offered.
And I get paid good money for it.
What?
Come on, do your app.
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. Frying?
Tape measure. Four inches.
Well.
Not bad at all.
It's that.
Are you doing your app?
Yes. What was the third word again? Sweetener.
Sweeties.
Sweeties.
I've got some of this for you.
Thank you.
Say when.
So well.
He's choking on his words.
I am a sweetie, and I'm in a packet. I'm in a clear, and I'm rapping.
Is that part of the other rap?
Let him cook.
Which man don't you like, sir?
That one.
Sorry?
Keep laughing at me.
Laughing with you, mate.
Cock.
Laughing with your pal.
Dad, cock.
Why is that wet? Why is it wet? It's probably chilly. Dad, sorry, love you.
Anyway, he doesn't just do raps.
Okay.
No, it's good.
He does hilarious jokes and stunts and the stuff.
Ooh,
like that.
Jokes,
he's a real prop comic.
My favourite type of joke.
No one asked, pal.
They didn't, to be fair.
Just free information, free information.
Honestly, son, you should fucking lamp him. Anyway, great prop comic.
What's the difference between...
Can I hear you, James?
What is the difference...
Be loud and proud, James.
Can you not talk with your mouth full, mate?
Between mum and that man there.
Oh, a few differences, I tell you.
He's got a bigger cock.
Is that it, James?
Is that just a genuine question?
Just riddles.
I'm not going to spank mum at the end of the day.
Why not? What's changed?
You gave me a talk in the car and you said don't do it anymore.
It was a mega coach bus.
I thought you had a bus down here.
What's that for,
Ben?
We're doing that trick.
You just hook it onto something else.
Right.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Don't you worry, son. I've got you here. Oh, you won't be hurt.
Thanks, Dad.
You won't be hurt.
Should I get some rap?
Hey, no,
can I get a fourth word, please?
Tulips.
The hat's going to break open.
It's okay.
You've run out of props, son.
I was walking down the street and I was looking for some tulips. I was like, oh shit, they're not tulips. They're fanny lips.
What? I'm so sorry. I didn't raise you to be like that.
What street are you walking down? I'm not going to lie, that's really put me off you.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
If we're doing a general consensus.
Yeah.
But
I thought we'd built up a really nice rapport throughout the show, and you.
No, you.
And he's done nothing with the beans.
Yeah,
he's doing bits with the beans now.
He's doing bits, I suppose.
Would you like me to eat some of the beans?
Let's get this.
I think you did.
That's tape on tape, lad.
Oh, I hate the noise.
There we go. You're not you when you've got your jaw wired up.
Thanks, Dad.
It's so wet. Why is it dripping? It's literally dripping.
Is it dripping? Is it dripping?
I don't know.
This tape is dripping, y'all. Me, when I'm at the club with my new CD or something.
I feel like I've not been able to do my best acting because these two have just been talking throughout all of it.
Were you something of a celebrity growing up, Graham?
No.
Where did you get it from?
Natural star power.
Natural star power.
You can't teach that.
Mm.
No. Has he done many shows before?
14
children.
One every time he turns a year older.
Wow.
Wow.
This is his 14th.
So in his first year, you know, what moment did you know boy's destined for greatness?
It was the tongs. The tongs. Every year he gets another prop. First year was the prop. He just picked this up. I was in IKEA and I said, I have anything you want.
Yeah.
He didn't understand me. Obviously, he was 1 year old. Mm. He picked up the tongs and he was using them like castanets.
That's really clever.
And I said, Bayek, I've got a star on my hands.
Mm. Don't buy Ek, buy tongs, you know.
Pardon?
Don't buy Ek, buy tongs.
The English. The fucking English. Ignorant.
Of what?
Common decency, I'll say.
No, I just... I'm doing banter with you.
Banter? After you try and stuff beans in my boy?
You shouldn't tell a man.
Stuffing your beans in my boy and you want to have banter?
That's stupid.
Stupid. Oh, mate, honestly,
it's worse
I'm
than stupid.
Fucking simmer down, mate, yeah?
Simmer down?
Don't you swear at my boy.
Not even got a frying pan.
Adults are talking.
Simmer. You want to cook the beans in my boy?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind,
yeah. You what, he's not a fucking turkey.
He fucking looks like one, mate.
Oh, I'm not, actually.
You could do with some turkey if you're that fucking airline, mate.
No, I don't even eat turkey.
Why not?
Veggie.
He oozes charisma. It's incredible. You say you've not got a frying pan?
No.
What? What 14-year-old doesn't have his own frying pan?
You're mental, mate.
You are mental.
I'm not mental.
You're fucking tapped.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
In what way am I tapped?
Trying to pour beans in my boy, my 14-year-old boy.
But he's a star.
He's not a star. In what world is he a star?
Oh, mate, in this world,
he's a black hole, is what he is.
Mm. In what way am I a black hole?
This guy can't even walk down the street.
I bet. Come on, them scooters, have you?
No, I don't.
Lazy sod.
I've got someone to carry me.
Bet our taxes paid for that.
You're Welsh, you don't pay English taxes. I don't think.
You don't think, do you? You just come out with shit.
I don't know, son.
You're a much bigger star than you'll ever be.
Oh, any day.
Yeah, you won't be bigger if you don't eat those fucking beans, mate, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Take a few more than that, I think.
Probably not sugar-free ones either.
Oh. What's James doing?
We like to drink with James.
He says he doesn't like it when you talk. Put him right off.
Can I use the tongs, Dad?
Yeah, of course. Do what comes naturally to you.
Hello.
So you kind of guide him quite a lot, don't you?
Well, he's asking for permission. Yeah.
This is my audition tape for Doomsday. No, Doomsday, no!
These are a mental pair.
It's like Christmas Day, isn't it, Dav?
Is there a Mrs. Starburst?
Frutella.
Frutella.
Tell you what. This star fucking burst, didn't it? Exploded all over. Useless.
The bean stuff is good, though.
Yeah, this is
the bean
is really
stuff
making,
could have some legs. Okay.
I'll leave him with you two then.
Big fan of this.
Yeah, for the
boy.
Listeners, Ryan. Ryan's got a
Ryan!
James.
Forgettable James has got a tin of cold beans, which he's eating with a pair of prongs and a few beans of.
Tongs?
Sorry. Mate, like don't let him talk to you like
barbecue
that.
Barbecue tongs.
Don't let him talk to you like that. You're right, Stephen.
Should I say tongs?
There he is. Yes.
How old are you?
14.
Yes,
dear. Mm. This is our new beanie friend.
This is James. He's a star, apparently.
James.
On your own side, James.
Sorry.
Bit rude, that, to be fair, mate. Yeah. Eat your beans, pal.
Put me off them.
Just had to deal with one idiot. He couldn't stand a bit of ginger.
Oh, really? He's still out there, yeah?
Yeah.
Moping about.
I said, now you're going to taste ginger.
Oh, yeah? Oh. Did it work?
I'm going to go now.
Yeah, go on.
A bit late for me.
Give me that.
Oh, careful.
Did you finish your beans?
Oh, you're Jesus dripping Christ. Your bean everywhere.
Beans everywhere.
Do we have a final question? It's the final question.
So welcome to this week's final question.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you had all the resources, time and land available to build whatever you wanted, what would you build?
A massive white noise statue right out front.
Really? You build anything you want?
Yeah. Probably going to move soon, Ryan.
Could build a hospital. Yeah. Could build an orphanage.
Your legacy, you know, you could
burn and change the fucking the world, mate.
You say that, would you build your underground cinema?
I was thinking of a theme park.
Oh, yeah. What's the theme?
An underground theme park.
That'd be quite cool, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, and a big cave.
Oh, because, I mean, unlimited time and resources.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. What would the theme be? Unlimited time and resources, it's too much.
Mm.
It's a weird theme, that.
But it's a theme!
We're closing. You're not.
Yeah, that's
staff
true,
are
yeah.
knackered.
I don't care about them. Mm. They're getting paid a wage.
Are they?
Well, yeah, with my unlimited resource. They're cushy,
well, once
mate.
It's built, the time's gone and the resources are gone. It's got to run itself now.
Yeah.
Oh, so well, that's fucked, isn't it?
Well, that's not
the energy bills for a theme park are going to be through the roof.
Yeah, but if people are paying to go there,
do you reckon they would?
Well, there's no point in building a theme park that no one wants to go to. What
well,
a waste
I
of
might,
all that?
I might enjoy
what
it.
A waste of all that time and resource.
I might be going. Oh, I've got that. Well, I probably wouldn't. To be fair,
I might build a Woolworths.
A Woolworths,
nice, yeah. Monument to the past.
Yeah.
I think they're still going in Australia. So
are they?
Yeah, should be safe here. In the UK. Either that or...
Water rapids.
What do we need from more of?
Build water rapids.
From every place that I need to go, like I regularly go to.
That's
have, like, a water
so inconvenient.
To go. Just pop on the boat.
Goes from your flat to the pub down the road. To the Tesco.
To the fucking Arndale.
Now to the rock climbing place.
Yeah, yeah. Get on my boat, rapid down there.
That just sounds like more work than just walking.
Yeah.
I would be worried about, you know...
I mean, it's way slower than getting a taxi.
Yes.
What's get in the rapids, I'm late for work.
The thing about rapids is that there's rocks and there's, you know, it's not, the rapids are quite dangerous.
The rapids are, I mean like the ones you get in like a water park.
Yeah. Well, but like it's a calm day and we're having a bit of a drought.
Yeah.
It's a very hot summer. Water's dried up.
Oh, I've got my rapids.
My selfish answer would be like a big studio space, like a huge one that we could film films in.
Yeah.
And then my non-selfish one would be just a massive load of apartments.
Mm.
Give it to the poor people.
I might rent
them.
Then out.
Film them in my studio.
Wow. Nice. Hidden cameras to
I
film poor people.
I still had my first one.
Would that be a show or would it just be for your own
just
enjoyment?
Just for me.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
If you want to watch, you can pay £4 a month.
That's all right.
On
that's
our
quite
Patreon.
Good.
With all your screens.
Just the one screen.
Just the one screen.
Got to flick through.
Oh, God, I flicked past it. Only go one way.
What about you, Tom?
I was thinking I'd probably do some sort of mega, like, animal sanctuary, like Noah's Ark kind of thing.
Only two animals each?
Oh, yeah?
No, not like...
Bad,
but I said like Noah's Ark, but not literally Noah's Ark, you know.
I'd a boat?
All sorts of species, you know.
A boat, but for humans.
Endangered animals. Not a boat, not a boat.
Cruise ship.
Not a cruise ship.
A gay cruise project.
Not a gay cruise ship.
Yeah.
To clarify, it's not a gay cruise ship. My animal, my
Tom
giant animal sanctuary is not a gay cruise ship. God damn it.
It is now.
Fine, it is. I thought I'd get away with it. No, I'd build a giant gay cruise ship just for me. I've got secret cameras everywhere.
Wow.
I'm not gay, obviously.
No. But you're curious of it.
Yeah, no, there's just an observer.
Did you say you'd do?
The statue in the rapids. But
so you built a white noise podcast statue in the car park of this office block.
Yeah. Memories.
And would the rapids be here for you to go past it and look?
Of course, yeah.
And also when we do potentially move quite soon.
Yeah. The statue would say 2025, 2026.
Nice, Ryan.
That's bleak. That's absolutely bleak.
Rapids go down, so when you get to the pub...
Always.
But the one way.
Yeah. Well, it's actually a big circular route, wouldn't it?
It couldn't, unless it's tilting.
So you would go from your house to the pub, then to get back to your house, you have to go to the Arndale, past the big white noise statue.
What you could do is you have one kind of... you have like one point that's in the middle, right? Which is like a lift, and it takes you up, and everywhere is down.
Definitely, yeah.
So it's a big giant web.
That's good.
Yeah. So, but to get any... You can't go between two points. You have to go back to the big lift.
Yeah.
So it comes back
around.
There
could be a big lift at each place.
Oh, that's
You've got unlimited time and unlimited funds.
You do.
Not as good as Woolworths, is it?
No, it's not. It's not as good as Woolworths.
Quite a bonkers episode.
Yeah, that was quite good.
Lots of different things.
Yeah. You're speed dating.
Speed dating.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Trisha. God, rest in peace.
Trish, yeah.
Feels like ages ago.
She's getting it tonight, eh?
I'm going to go. Sorry, guys.
It'd be nice little after credits bit. You want to put your wig back on?